Stephanie Miller Show.
That's right. Yeah, it is the new 2014 Stephanie Miller Show with 40% more noise and dog. That's it! Stop it! Oh, wait till garbage day tomorrow, everybody. Yay, it's the Stephanie Miller Show from our new home studio. Let me check if my box works. We'll be here. There we go. Happy New Year, everybody! We're broadcasting from Mama's house. Travis, you made absolutely no effort to get smaller over the holidays, so
yeah,
you could fit in the little tiny shoe closet I have for your phone screener.
I was only frozen along the bone was bacon the whole time.
Oh, really? Really? So she's not helping either. Is his microphone working?
Talk into it. Get right up close to it.
Check one, two.
Let's try this again.
There you go.
That's a little better.
There you go. Jim Ward!
Hello.
The whole show is going to be testing. Look at Tony is here. Tony and Craig built us a home studio, everybody.
Yay!
Max and Fred were just in here, so we are testing for Free Speech TV today and tomorrow.
That's right. We will
be hopefully live on Monday on Free Speech TV, so you can see Max and Fred and how absolutely romantic they are. All right, Jim Ward, what did you get for Christmas?
A radio show.
All right. Congratulations. No, you said you got a new Bluetooth.
Yes.
Right.
I got a new, well, it wasn't for Christmas because my other one fell.
Yeah, you need to get right up on your mic.
Oh, God.
There you go.
This is, wow. All right. I got a new Bluetooth, and it's a little bit of a learning curve on it. And I found out it has a mind of its own because it called my mom without me prompting it to do that.
Oh, boy.
You should call your mother, you ingrate. Then I got my mom's answering machine.
That could be awkward if you're, you know, calling for hookers or something, right? Just, Mom! What? All right. Travis, how was your holiday?
It was lovely. Mama Bone fed me too much. That's why I'm too big to fit in the closet.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be like Disneyland, the new show. You have to be this high to work on this show.
Oh, my God.
You are entirely too tall.
I've got my bags and clothes are all hanging up on your workout equipment out there. Your gym's gone. Your gym is gone. Not this gym, that gym.
Someday that my gym will go.
All right. So what's happened while we were gone?
We built a studio.
Yes, because you're looking more nervous than usual. You have like those saucer eyes that you have.
Look, we're in a new studio.
That's the cocaine talking.
Everything that I've worked on for the last 8 or 9 years is in a different place.
Right.
So I can't do things on autopilot anymore. I have to actually concentrate on things.
Should
I brought in Legos for you to throw against the wall in case you get upset?
They were Lincoln Logs.
Yeah.
Lincoln Logs. No.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Duck Dynasty is back. The Duck Dynasty guy's back, so that's exciting.
I found Duck Dynasty material in Fresno. We're going to make chair covers for us. We have seat cozies out of Duck Dynasty.
Oh, that's terrific. Mm. Thanks, Travis.
Mama Bone, she's crafty.
Mama Bone is unhelpful in every way to this show. All right. That guy's back. His suspension is over?
Yeah. He is back. And I guess they're starting up again in mid-January.
Because they couldn't do it. They're a family. They all have to be together to do this.
Right.
To be racist.
Right.
Did you see the picture?
This show is going to be like Dog Dynasty. We're going to on Free Speech TV.
Make dog calls.
Right. I'm sorry.
Did you see the pictures of them that were going around the internet of them before they were Duck Dynasty?
No.
They were preppy. They had on the pop collars and the Izod shirt.
It's all a ruse.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. And then when they got the show, that's when they got all scruffy, grew out the beards, grew out their hair, and they had frosted tips and everything. It was
wow. Yeah, I never watched it. I was like, oh, ZZ Top
ZZ
plane?
Top without beards.
What?
How is that possible?
ZZ Top. All right.
I think
we're
the four people in America who weren't watching the show apparently.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I've never seen it. But by the way, Robin Roberts came out.
Yep.
Over the holidays.
Her.
Right. I was on CNN Monday with Don Lennon.
John Lennon. Well, that's how old he is. He's been dead for a while, you know.
John Lennon and ZZ Top, as it turns out, are alive.
Good.
Don Lemon. I was on CNN with Don Lemon.
Who himself came out recently.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. I said Robin Wright because, you know, I got asked the question, is it harder for a woman?
When life gives you lemons, come out of the closet.
That's right. And I said, no, I'm inspired to come out again. So I came out again on CNN on Monday.
Aww.
Robin Roberts inspired me. I'm still gay. Just in case you were wondering in 2014. What would happen?
Also, inspires me to be a better.
Did Brian Boitano come out before we went off the air, or
I think so?
Well, it was a shock, no matter when it was.
The shock was that he's not out yet.
Anyway, yeah, I'm like.
Can I just say that is it wrong that anyone that knows what a sit spin is, I just think is gay already? I just, it must be gay. Or a, you know, I don't know, the other, what the other.
Triple a triple Lutz.
Right.
Yes.
If you know
Sow
what a triple Lutz is, you're gay.
Or a Sow Cow.
Right.
That sounds dirty.
Okay.
Sow Cow sounds like a Dr. Island of Dr. Moreau experiment.
Exactly. All right. Well, the good news is Rocky Mountain Mike's still working for free.
Yep.
And, yeah, he has well, because this is everyone's doing their predictions now for 2014. Mike Tomosky, who I love, has a great piece
you
today.
You want to date and kiss and marry?
Yes, exactly. You never know in 2014. Things are all different. he has some predictions for the year 2014.
In the year 2014, if Steph is on TV, if she can't keep it clean, she may find. In the year 2014, we'll probably hear more ghosts that scream. It'll scare our sons, scare our daughters too. And Steph will be right there bringing it to you in the year that's coming down. She'll be our favorite popcorn drinking clown. She'll have you for jokes she's telling from her couch, because the show is coming from her house. In the year that lies ahead, we'll get to see much more of Mops and Fred.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. That was fabulous. Hey, Travis, guess what? It looks like the phones are working.
I transferred the lines over.
Yeah, 1-800-STEPH-12 is still the number. Should I just, like, take this unscreen call to see? Do we have is our dump system in place yet?
Yeah, our dump system's in place.
You know what?
Too. Oh, boy.
It's probably Road Flare, the first call of 2014.
Hello, this is Rose.
How do I do this? Just this, right? Hi, you're on
No, you just screened them.
I did?
Yeah. You need to put them on the air, which is the middle one.
Oh, there you go. Hello, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, who's this? Okay.
A ghost.
See?
Phones work.
It could be a poltergeist. Calling from Travis's closet. All right. Oh, a love letter from Kurt, by the way. You can still email us all at the stephaniemiller.com.
I have to find where that bed is.
Of course you do. Because you were what? Partying over the holidays.
I did not party. No. Someone else was partying.
The drunk yeah. Yesterday. Who missed the meeting yesterday?
I slept through 3 phone calls from Chris.
Right. Thanks. Okay. Kurt, right. Steph, I received a Sirius satellite radio for Christmas. Oh, hey. Goodbye. I was not going to miss hearing you on my drive to work. KTLK can eat it. Indeed, they can. And in fact, if history is any guide, they will. Because anyone that has replaced our format generally goes to a zero rating
but
in
KTLK
record time.
It's no longer a KTLK.
It's right-wing whack radio
the
now.
Patriot.
Yes, it's the Patriot.
Playing commercials for lesbian adoption.
Where you
this
can apparently, as we speak here, real American values instead of the
the fake ones.
Yes.
Right.
Instead of the communist that we've been
communist Nazi
right.
Kenyan socialist
feeding you up until now.
Liberal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hearing you on satellite radio really puts a smile on my face this morning. You make politics fun. P.S., you be strong, you survive, you stay alive no matter what occurs. I will find you, no matter how long it takes.
I will find you.
No matter how far, I will find you. Thank you, Daniel Day-Lewis. Thank you.
Aww.
Yeah, you've got to get me up to date on all the technology and the apps and the flavin. Because I can't be missing my Randy Rhodes on my hike. You know how I am.
I know.
Because explain the things. Do the tech geek talk.
I was doing something over here. What?
You were going to serve no purpose except, you know what? Except for wearing something tight when the TV...
Fine. I'll just leave.
Fine. You can't even find the door sound effect.
There.
Oh, sure, you can find that. You can't find my love theme, you bastard.
That's music, and that's in a whole other place that I need to find.
Okay. All right. All right, everybody look alive. Let's shake the rust off in 2014. Here we go. All right. 16 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, it's just like old times. Jim is already late, back from the commercial break.
Yep.
And also, what are we, 20 minutes into the new show in my home studio? He's already broken the rules. He's upstairs using the bathroom.
And you're not supposed to do that.
I told him there's a special bathroom I built for the help. And he will not. The bathroom for the help is downstairs, Jim. You're not allowed upstairs.
Consider it more convenient. Turn on your.
This is the problem that we've been friends for like 20 years. He's like, oh, screw you. I'm going upstairs.
One thing about the bathroom, last time I was in there
years
ago, there was no toilet paper. And the window up there,
people
can just look right down while you're doing your business.
Oh, I see. All right. Well,
no curtain.
Boy band next door?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, he can't hear us. Oh, like he's even up at this hour.
We're just going to bed.
Yeah.
Groupies are just leaving.
Wow, they still have groupies?
Boy. All right, yeah, Jim, why did I even think, maybe I should make up a sign and post it, like, in a workplace, the rules.
Sure.
No going upstairs. This is the bathroom for the help. Jim will be like, I'll be up in your bed.
Yeah, and have some pie while you're at it.
I'll be up in your bed. Let's treat myself. by the way, did we find love music yet or no?
No, not yet. You're just going to have to hold your horses on that for a second.
Sheesh. Okay.
Also known as dogs.
Exactly. All right, this is it.
All right, I'm getting used to where things are.
How's the levels going? Good?
They're good.
Good.
Remember, all of my pots are in different places.
You know what, let me just say there's no charge. This is a test show, everybody.
This is only a test.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, there it is.
Look at you like you want extra credit now or a gold star of some sort.
God, doing I can't your job! Get any credit for anything I do.
Just for using the right bathroom.
I used the right bathroom this morning, I'll have you know.
You're still two demerits behind Jim. Except Jim, remember I gave you guys all keys?
Yeah.
Right, and I said don't ring the bell.
And he rung the bell.
Just use your keys.
And the dogs went, woof, 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 woof.
What happened?
And then it would unstick the bell.
Right, and the doorbell is stuck. This is going to be really just a nutty little reality show in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this guy, Beaverton. He's from Beaverton, Oregon. It's hard to masturbate defiantly. So when it is described as someone
defiantly.
Wow.
Right?
That takes some doing.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
What do you think about when you're masturbating defiantly?
I know you were about to ask, was there meth involved?
Yes, of course.
Of course there was.
Yes, there was.
Sheesh.
Oregon man on meth fights off 12 cops while masturbating in a bar.
Wow.
Right?
At the same time.
Tell me this is not impressive.
Fighting him off one hand.
I think he still made it for Man of the Year. Do they still have to give it to the Pope? Or? Because this was December 26th.
Uh-huh.
A Beaverton man was arrested following a string of erratic outbursts that culminated in him allegedly masturbating in a Salem roadhouse.
Well, that's an outburst of a different kind.
It took a taser and more than a dozen officers to finally subdue Andrew Fry inside Iggy's Bar and Grill, which is where you go if you want to masturbate defiantly. On meth, right. You know what? In this day and age, you have to applaud that kind of stick-to-itiveness. You know what I'm saying? That is 12 cops and a taser. Let me finish! He was like, masturbating Rob Perot.
I'm almost there.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Chase me. Chase me, bro. Yeah. Oh, that's it.
He told authorities
That put me over the edge.
Some people need a little extra, you know, woo, extra juice.
Ding with the strings in my...
Right.
You know.
He told authorities he had used methamphetamine the day before and had no recollection of his alleged wild behavior. A bartender told authorities that he exposed his genitals and started masturbating in the bar. By the time deputies arrived, he had moved from the bar into the bathroom, which is polite, which is only polite, but reportedly had not stopped pleasuring himself. So,
investing in bonds involved with the
All right. Audra, our good friend.
Yeah.
Audra from Minneapolis. Staff Chris and Jim fired up for 2014. I just threw this together alone with my cats in the cold basement. Why, thank you, Audra.
Don't worry, sexy liberals. Mama and the Mooks are coming back to the TV machine in 2014. Woo! And it has a lot to do with people like you. Coming together, supporting the liberal voice in America. Time to get fired up for 2014! My cats are fired up, too. Happy holidays.
Wow. Audra. See, it's nice to have things that, you know, feel comfortable, that Audra's still weird.
Yeah, Audra's.
2014.
Yes.
Don't go changing. Don't go changing. We love you. All right. So the other big thing, by the way, over, I was watching Meet the Press. Did what's his name? Daryl Issa actually sell David Gregory some snake oil? Or did it just look like he was about to? What an oily...
Yeah.
So you saw the New York Times piece, right? That, of course, confirmed basically what the administration said about Benghazi.
Right.
Just like, I love when you guys get caught like this.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't this totally debunk you? No. No, it did not,
no,
David.
No.
This is the best price you're going to find on snake oil.
Apparently,
curiously.
Apparently, everybody is Al-Qaeda now.
Yeah. You know, Al-Qaeda-ish.
An Al-Qaeda-like substance.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. From the LA Times, why Republicans can't let go of Benghazi more than a year after the terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya. New York Times.
Furious.
Right. Has published a story reporting, number one, that it found no evidence that Al-Qaeda or other international terrorist groups had any role in the assault. And number two, contrary to claims by some members of Congress, it was fueled in large part by anger at an American-made video. Denigrating Islam. Did he send Susan Rice a huge gift basket? I'm sure.
Probably not.
No.
By way of apology?
He sent one to Condoleezza Rice.
Maybe Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers and type Stephanie in the box?
It's the only flavor of rice he likes.
A no-no.
I don't care what it is, as long as he typed Stephanie in the box. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, the LA Times has it. They say Republicans were intoxicated by the notion that Benghazi disproved Obama's claim that with the death of bin Laden, the original Al-Qaeda was crippled. What is this, Menudo Al-Qaeda now? This is the second prong of their conspiracy theory was that knowing the truth, Obama and Susan Rice concocted the story that the attack was related to outrage over the video. It looked like a winning campaign issue for the GOP until Romney bungled it, as Romney wanted to do.
Please proceed, Governor.
Damn you, Candy Crowley! With your facts. The 2012 election is history. I hadn't thought about this, but Republicans would like to recycle the original conspiracy theory to bloody Hillary Clinton, who was Secretary of State when the attack occurred, is obviously considered the front runner for president in 2016. The New York Times story makes the strategy more difficult, which is why Republicans are so upset by it. Aw.
Ha-ha.
Hillary gets the last laugh again. Ha-ha. Okay.
Turkey?
Exactly. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Have you forgotten about your New Year's resolution?
I'm never drinking again.
No, before that.
I am going to finish this whole bottle a night.
Yeah, I skipped that New Year's resolution.
Oh, you did?
I guess the mic was on last night.
Yes, indeed it was.
It was recorded.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Let's test these lines. Let's see if Travis is earning, is in his gnome closet earning his pay.
Okay.
All right, so we are testing out the home studio. We will be hopefully live on Free Speech TV on the television again.
On Monday.
On Monday, yes. Who is this being broadcast to? Natan, our videographer, is over there.
Hi, Natan.
So people at Free Speech are watching this right now. Is that it? Really? Okay. Wow. So they saw everything so far. All right.
Oh, God.
Oops.
They're showing your pit stains.
Really?
Yeah.
See? Everything's...
Oldies but goodies.
Everything's normal again. Pit stains are back.
10 years. 10 years ago.
Oh, you know why? Because these lights are too big for in here. Because they were originally designed for another studio. So that's the other thing, is that they're like French fry cookers as well.
Mm. Well, no, these don't emit any heat. These are LED lights.
Oh.
They don't emit any heat.
Okay.
It's the track and all the...
It's menopause.
It's the equipment in here.
Sorry.
It's throwing out heat.
Okay. That must be it then.
That's it.
All right. Speaking of heat and not light, we were talking about that. What's the word I'm looking for, Jim? Daryl Issa was, what am I thinking?
Lying?
Wrong.
Drunk?
Yes.
Oh.
Wrong.
Oh, well, Oliva?
Maybe.
That's usually the answer to everything.
Hello, he lied.
Completely wrong about Benghazi. And I watched Meet the Press just to see, like, how do you deal with being completely wrong? And he just continued to shovel the same that he did before.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a whole, like, nah, David.
Just repeat it louder. And that makes it true.
Right. I don't understand what he... So we were saying before the break, I guess he's saying it was an Al-Qaeda-ish.
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Which is not true. Al-Qaeda was not involved in the Benghazi attack.
Pasteurized, processed Al-Qaeda food.
Partially, which is what Susan Rice said at the time. That was the best evidence they had, is that it was partially or somewhat to do with the video,
right.
Which it was.
Uh-huh.
So this, I don't know if you saw the New York Times piece. It was long.
It was
a lot of homework over vacation.
Yeah, I was on vacation. I didn't read all of it. I'm sorry.
Okay. You were too busy finding, oh, no, you weren't. The love music. Okay, Daryl Issa. Yes. Is this on Meet the Press?
Yes.
Or, yes.
Yes.
Daryl Issa.
Al-Qaeda is not decimated, and there was a group there that was involved that is linked to Al-Qaeda.
Okay. So, this is the problem. Anyone that... And by the way, he used completely the wrong word. He goes, some people, you know, they may be a self-effacing Al-Qaeda group. I'm like, self-effacing?
Huh? Self-effacing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That means they're putting themselves down.
Meant self-identifying.
That was rude of us. We should not have done that. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. That last terrorist attack was so rude. Daryl Issa again.
We have seen no evidence that the video was widely seen in Benghazi, a very isolated area, or that it was the leading cause.
It didn't have to be seen in Benghazi.
Right.
Yeah.
People knew about it.
Right, like if it wasn't broadcast on a giant screen,
yeah,
like in Times Square,
right,
then it couldn't possibly.
It wasn't on the Jumbotron, so
yes,
nobody saw it.
And by the way, Susan Rice is exactly what she said. This is the evidence we have at the time that, you know, part of this is based on the same reaction that there was in, what was the other city I'm blanking, to the video. Not Cairo.
Tripoli? No.
No. Listen, we have too much vacation rust.
Yeah. Oof.
Schenectady is probably where I'm at.
Mm, sure.
Kalamazoo.
What? Right. Exactly. Anyway. So that was obviously the big news, and I just thought... That entire interview was just nuh-uh. Nuh-uh, David. Nuh-uh. All right. More importantly, Jim, we have found, over the holiday, the woman with the world's largest ass.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. I did my research and found this article for you, Jim.
Baby, indeed, got back.
Got back.
Right. Mm. She, in fact, has a bubble butt, which is my new favorite song, as you know. Right, it's my new favorite spinning song. Sarah Massey, let's give it up for
Sarah Massey, yeah, okay.
Well, she's a 33-year-old mother of two from Chicago, right? Totally. She happens to have the world's biggest butt. It's 7 feet wide.
Whoa, that's taller than Travis.
Right? She certainly could not get a job as a phone screener here. There is no room in that little phone closet.
No room in the end.
No.
Wow.
She requires a pair of 10 XL trousers.
All right.
She insists the condition that resulted in her museum-sized bubble butt is hereditary. She said there's nothing I can do about it, but her love of ice cream certainly contributed to its maintenance. Mm. Some people can't believe one person can have this much butt. She said, I go, but it's definitely not fake. Big booties are just in my blood.
She got an L.A. face with an Oakland booty.
Her ass is the size of Oakland.
That is impressive. Actual size.
Yeah.
All right. Even though this is a brand new show in the brand new home studio, we have a regular Carl Frisch out of the box at the top of next hour. And Carlos sells Rocky live in studio for Coffee with Carlos.
Yeah.
In hour number three. So we're getting our sea legs.
We are.
About us.
Help.
Help me. All right. So what else is going on? Oh, Bill de Blasio. Awesome. Awesome new mayor of New York.
He's kind of good.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what? His son's afro, roughly the size of that woman's butt. And that,
you're right. Mm-hmm.
Impressive. Both impressive.
L.A. face with Oakland hair.
Right. Awesome.
Can you get a 16-ounce cup now?
Don't know.
I don't think they're going to repeal that.
No. Bill Clinton, what do you call it?
Swore him in,
exactly. Bill Clinton.
It's been a great joy for Hillary and me to see the mayor's progress, because he worked in my administration with Governor Cuomo and Senator Gillibrand in HUD, because he managed Hillary's first remarkable campaign for the U.S. Senate, because he has served with such passion, and because he represents, with his family, the future of our city and the future of our country.
Yes. Everybody always has a pundit angle on that. They're saying that Bill is trying to shore up Hillary's left-wing base.
Yeah, the right punditry is saying that.
Right. Right.
Exactly. So don't buy into that, please.
Okay. Listen, they're just bitter about the whole Benghazi bombshell exploding in their face. And now, what are they going to go back to with Hillary? Just like the old stuff? Vince Foster? What do they got now?
I don't know. She is probably the most vetted person on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm. I know.
They everything that you could find out about her has been found out.
Why do I just picture her just laughing her ass off at whatever the latest, you know? Really? Really? That's all you got? Okay. By the way, speaking of the future, Jesse in Iowa,
mm-hmm.
Blinding us with science to start off the new year. Mom and the Mooks got some science back. This is actually science meets squeezy, Jim, which is why it is tailor-made for you. If you ever wondered if blow-up sex dolls can handle high altitude, Jim.
They can?
Yes.
Mm.
The answer is yes.
They don't explode?
Deep freezing temperatures and high winds. You'll be pleased to learn that they can. A sex doll maker in the U.S. sent one into space, Missy. For those of you wondering which. Missy into the heavens. Missy climbed to 100,000 feet.
Wow.
Right? Where she withstood minus 57 degrees centigrade temperatures.
That's cold.
Jet streams. There would be significant shrinkage for you. Missy would be fine. Jet streams of more than 160 kilometers per hour and cosmic ray radiation.
Yeah.
Missy finally blew apart.
Maybe,
on reentry.
Maybe she blew and got apart. No, that's not right.
She blew apart reentering the atmosphere, where she landed in pieces somewhere in the Nevada desert.
As you do.
A lot of people go to pieces over a breakup.
I go to pieces.
But she went through a lot, little Missy did.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
For those of you not familiar with centigrade, zero is freezing. So minus 57
really
is very, very cold.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Kids, you can still email us all at thestephaniemiller.com. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller, like Tony did. We're going to have to do a lot of tech talk, Chris.
Uh-oh.
Dear Steph, very disappointed when... Disappointed.
She was disappointed
when you went off current. Eagerly awaited your return. Then I found you on TuneIn.com on the computer. So many ways to find us.
Yes.
No matter what occurs, you will find us.
I will find you.
Thanks, if you try. You are coming on Free Speech TV, but I can't get it on DirecTV without different equipment. Chris, we've heard this from some people. Don't
we have?
Yeah. It'll be on Dish. It's on Dish and on DirecTV.
Yes, but on those, I believe you have to have the digital equipment.
Right.
So if you have some older equipment, it might be a good excuse to upgrade your equipment.
Or Roku.
Or Roku.
Roku.
Explain what that is.
Roku is a little box that you can purchase. They run about $50 or so.
Right.
And you can add
one-time purchase.
That's
one-time
right.
thing.
And you can add your own channels to it. One of the channels that you can add to it is Free Speech TV.
Oh.
Fabulous. Still a big fan. Hope to see or hear you all again.
Yeah.
Well, now you can.
Right.
Because we just explained.
And some of the other channels you can add to it are, you know, if you want to add Netflix to it, you can add that. You can add Hulu. You can add HBO Go so you can get HBO on it. It's,
right.
it's a fabulous product.
But Hulu, not nearly as much fun to say as
Roku. Hulu. Hulu.
Okay, right. Maybe it is.
All right. 45 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. Make Travis work as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller is... Who is a babe, by the way? I must point this out.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Just in case you thought the funk had gone elsewhere in 2014 now.
It
remains.
Your house.
No, it remains on the Stephanie Miller Show. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. We are still trying to make sure that the phone lines are... We're working out the kinks in
yes.
the new home studio.
Give us a call, 1-800-STEP-12, 1-800-STEP-12.
Yes, exactly. And we will hopefully be live on Free Speech TV. We're doing rehearsals, as
yeah.
they say in the business, Jim. Camera rehearsal.
I hope I get it.
Yeah. No, it's not. By the way, oh, my God. The fund drive for Free Speech TV,
yeah.
our listeners, we raised $120,000, which I really made me weep openly. It really did. It was, thank you so much. Because if you want to hear voices still, like mine and Tom Hartman's and Amy Goodman's and Bill Press, the Free Speech of the World is one of the last corporate free places to do it. And we're really, really excited about our launch on Monday on Free Speech TV. Thanks to Mama's listeners.
Yay.
I love you. Speaking of love, did you see the gays get married on the Rose Parade float?
Yeah.
What's more romantic and private and sacred than that? Only gays would want to get married on a parade float. I love this because then all the, you know, the religious right people still piped up over it.
Uh-huh.
Opponents of the single-gender nuptial display in the house...
Nuptial.
Right.
Nuptial?
Sorry.
What are nuptials?
It's a gay nuptial.
They're better than the old shuls, apparently.
Right. Have dished out heavy umbrage or umbrage?
Umbrage.
Just kidding.
Umbrage.
I thought I just...
Umbrage.
Right. In petitions and blogs calling it unbiblical. Oh, unlike all
on.
The other floats
yeah.
in the Rose Parade, which are, of course, strictly biblical. And urging a boycott by onlookers. What does that mean? What, close your eyes when the gay float goes by? Boycott. The tournament executives, though, have said they are pleased that love will triumph on a day when the tournament theme is dreams come true.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the Tournament of Roses Parade. That would be yesterday, right?
It was. So,
yeah, New Year's Day. Yep. The marriage of two men, Danny LeClair and Aubrey Lutz, were on top of their own. They're very young. Kind of all floats are gay. Aren't floats by their nature gay?
The Rose Parade is kind of gay.
I remember we put our high school float together at my house. You know, you had someone's house in high school that you worked on the float.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the gayest thing ever because it's all made of like pastel, you know, like what do you call it? Toilet paper, isn't it?
Crepe paper.
Right. I think we used toilet paper. It was powdered pink or blue or something incredibly gay. But you know, you had to make all the thousands of little flowers that go on the thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, inherently gay. All right, guess what, Jim? The Republicans did not get anybody for Christmas. Healthcare. Thanks to the GOP, 5 million Americans will not get health insurance. Daily Beast saying, do you need healthcare coverage? Are you too rich to qualify for Medicaid? but too poor to receive subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. If you live in a Republican-controlled state, if you answered yes to all of the above, then you're out of luck. According to the Associated Press, about 5 million people will be without health care next year that they would have gotten simply if they lived somewhere else in America. The court effectively left it up to states to decide whether to open Medicaid, the federal state program for the poor and disabled, to more people, primarily poor working adults with children. 25 states declined. More than one-fifth of them live in Texas alone.
Of course.
Thanks, Governor. Oops. The Medicaid expansion, fully funded by the federal government, by the way, for the first 3 years and mostly funded after that. It is a win-win for the state and its residents, but in the 25 states that won't participate, the GOP governors and legislators would rather deprive their citizens of needed benefits than cooperate with President Obama and the Affordable Care Act. This is, I said it before the break, but just a moral outrage.
Yeah.
And this is real. This is becoming, this is real now. Remember this, when Republicans insist they have an agenda for low-income families, if that were true, the party wouldn't be united in denying health insurance to millions of poor Americans. So, you know, different year, same, basically.
Same crap.
Thank you. No, I have my box with me, so I can say same if I want to.
You have your box right in front of you.
I do. Did you notice that I cleaned my box over the holidays?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, well, it was nasty.
It was filthy.
Right? My sound effects box came with me from the old studio.
That's
and
right.
I used a Q-tip and...
That's all fresh and flowery.
Right, exactly. It's like a parade float. It is delightful. All right, so Mike Tomosky, who I mentioned, prediction... Can I have some... I don't know what you're doing over there. How about some prediction music? Let's see. Because this is the big... You have to write a column, of course, Jim, on what's going to happen in 2014. Michael Tomosky's prediction, situation, budget deadline, prediction deal will be reached after 9 p.m. on January 14th, because, of course, the deadline is January 15th.
Uh-huh.
He says one has to assume the GOP establishment's no more stupid shutdown rules will still have force. That's psychic music? All right. But there will be enough.
No, you wanted some Mike Tomosky music, didn't you?
No, I wanted prediction music.
Oh.
That's all right. There will be enough Tea Party members willing to create enough mischief to make things suspenseful again. Oh, won't that be fun?
Mm.
Something new to look forward to. I somehow suspect that Senator Ted Cruz, notably sidelined during the December negotiations, won't be quite so cooperative this time around. Going to have to get the bug zapper out again, Jim. We might have a filibuster part two. Let's see. Prediction number two, situation debt limit. Prediction, Obama will go big and tempt impeachment charges. Oh, that'll be, well, actually not new in terms of the threat of impeachment. The Republicans will announce some set of ridiculous debt limit increase demands. Obama will say, I'm not negotiating. I sense Obama has just reached the end of his rope on this one. Jim, you may finally get your wish. Less Morgan Freeman, more Ving Rhames in 2014. Obama anger guy? What's that comedy team?
Oh, Key and Peele.
Right.
Oh, right.
He may just go angry Obama.
And go all medieval on your ass.
Exactly. In addition, Congress's role in the debt limit is at heart a question of constitutional law, and if this constitutional law president is going to take a stand over anything, it's probably that. This is the issue on which he will invite an impeachment charge. Oh, this will be fun. This will be, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not since the BJ will we have so much impeachment excitement. I think efforts to impeach him over the issue will go nowhere and will only help Obama. Prediction three, situation March 31st, Obamacare sign-up deadline. Prediction, success. Did you notice that nearly 1 million people, Tomosky writes, signed up for health care coverage in December? That was to meet the deadline to have coverage by January 1st. The final deadline for signing up for the federal state exchanges is March 31st, which we've been saying that that's going to be the final test all along.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I say we'll have 5.8 million signups. That's not the 7 million that the administration talked about, but he said it's not bad. My broader prediction, echoing what I've said previously, is that Obamacare is not going to be anywhere near the problem for Democrats next fall that most pundits and most polls are now foreseeing. But premature panic, as usual.
Sure, as usual.
Crisis Chiron, just saying, once again. Number six, he says, I think the Democrats will hold the Senate, Republicans will hold the House.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how about this one? Turtle trouble. In Kentucky, I do think Allison Lundgren Grimes will beat Mitch McConnell in Kentucky.
Turtle tunnel.
Won't that be something?
That's impossible. That could never happen. I'm just going to retreat into my shell.
And then his last prediction. Sometime around next Thanksgiving, Hillary Clinton will give a speech. Somewhere symbolically appropriate to suggest, not say, but suggest that she will seek the Democratic nomination. So there. Mike Tomosky. Now we have something, you know, when you put it in writing, then you have something that we can wave in his face when he next comes on. All right. Speaking of next, Carl Frisch of Bullfight Strategies. There's lots of big gay news. It was a big gay holiday.
It kind
of
was.
Lots of big gay news. Robin Roberts, Duck Dynasty, Rose Parade marriage, et cetera, et cetera. Carl Frisch of Bullfight Strategies joins us next. Carlos L's Rocky Sexy Liberal, his own self, in hour number three as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is the Stephanie Miller Show now with 60% more noise.
Fred, no!
Max and Fred are now on the show in the new home studio. Fred,
why are we hammering?
To Mama.
Why are we hammering and sawing?
You heard your name, didn't you?
Because we didn't promise the show would be better in 2014, just noisier.
Louder.
Yeah.
Just on.
They figure right-wingers are on enough stations. If you're not right,
now
you'll be loud.
Now I'll be talking even louder.
Right. Exactly. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Oh, look, the phone system is working. Barb in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Steph. How are you today?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I would like to know if I can be the official organic farmer of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ooh, we need one of those.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
I live in Michigan, and I tried to contact the ACA website, and the first time it was all goofy. The second time I got on, I think I got enrolled, but I found out that the state of Michigan did not extend the
Medicaid
until they were able to turn women into second-class citizens by passing a law that said we could not have certain women's health benefits unless we paid for them as a separate rider.
That's all. That
doesn't
exist. Right. How about the one requirement where you have to plan for getting raped? That's the one. Right.
That's the one. I called my representative, who's a local guy here near where we live out in the sticks, and his office said, well, that was what he thought was the best thing for the people of Michigan. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, you're like, not and the people with the lady bits. But all right, thank you, Barb. I appreciate it.
You just forgot to turn on your anti-rape force field.
Yeah.
That's careless of you.
Sheesh.
Sheesh. It's part of those true American values. Oh, do we have a new sponsor in the new year?
We do.
Yes, thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike, for sending this along.
Hi, Pat Demerol here for True American Values Hardware. It's New Year's time, and if your resolution is to wrap yourself inside an alternate reality bubble, we've got the specials for you. If you listen to a lot of True American Values, this will pile up. It's not quite snow, but this 30-inch shovel will do the trick at only $14.95. If you don't have enough space for all the money you've made telling people exactly what they want to hear, try these plastic storage bins, ranging from $7.29 to $24.95. In our house and garden department, this 20-gallon container can hold a year's supply of OxyContin, only $19.95. If you're listening to True American Values and you suddenly find yourself with critical thinking skills, try performing a self-lobotomy with this variable speed reversing 6-amp power drill, only $59.99. We're sliding into 2014 with a ridiculous amount of control over the national discussion, and we hope you'll come along at True American Values Hardware.
Hey, Rocky Mountain Mike!
Awesome, thank you. All right, speaking of awesome things in the new year, why, here he comes.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Exciting. Bullfightstrategies.com.
So inviting to me.
Good morning, Carl Frisch. Happy New Year.
Good morning.
You'll be happy to know that our new phone system allows Travis to put little emoticons next to whoever's on the phone, and yours is a little spinny, crazy face with a tongue whipping around.
Yeah, he asked for my mood, and I said, happy, and he said, I'll put you down as crazy.
I'm ratting him out that he put a crazy emoticon next to your name, just so you know. All right.
I'll try to keep my sanity in check.
Well, listen, happy big gay holiday. This has been a very, very gay holiday, has it not?
I know. I'm going to have all kinds of brother husbands thanks to Utah.
Are you going to Utah to get gay married a few times?
Yeah, I'm going to get a couple, yeah.
Well, we were talking about it's been a big gay Rose Parade out here in L.A. The two guys got married on a parade float.
Well, I mean, as if we needed our own float. I mean, this is a parade where the floats are made out of flowers, and the right wing got crazy because they said the parade was too gay.
Yes. Well, I was saying.
I'm sorry. The second you take Betty Boop and decide what kind of chrysanthemums you're going to use to make her eyelashes.
Right.
You've basically crossed over from Main Street to Gay Town. There is no complaint that is acceptable from anybody about the parade being too gay.
Yeah, and I was saying, last hour I was saying, Carl, first of all, parades by their nature, gay. Floats by their nature, could anything be gayer?
No. No, absolutely not.
Right.
And, you know, we're the folks that basically, created these parades, so... I mean, even the awards that they give out at the Rose Parade, are a little gay. It's our parade. I can't imagine why people would get angry. And also, like, it occurs to me, that the big protest was, oh, they're having a gay marriage live on a float. What will the children say?
Right.
I mean, they'll say, Are those people getting married, mommy, daddy? And the parents can say, yes. It's not that complicated.
That'll be traumatic.
Right.
Yeah, the usual right-wing groups were urging parade watchers to boycott, which I don't know what that means. Blindfolds? Just closing your eyes? I don't know.
It means showing up in Pasadena at, 1 o'clock in the morning so that you can get a good standing location and then turning around during the parade.
Yeah. We all know the only sacred parade is the doodah parade. In Pasadena.
Do they even still have that?
I don't know. I remember Paul Rodriguez and I hosted it 1 year.
Really?
And that is some crazy that's all I'm saying. Okay, so the other big gay news, New Mexico, of course, 17th state with marriage equality, you tweeted over the holidays.
When we started the year, there were 7 or 8 states, and when we ended the year, there were 18 plus the District of Columbia. It took 10 years to get those first 8. It took 1 year to more than double.
It's weird, as you're saying that, my dog Fred is trying to gay marry Chris as we speak. His head is literally in his lap. All right. Carl, and by the way, thank God the Duck Dynasty guys' suspension is over, right? The Duck Dynasty stars say they are ready to move on. They would like to move forward now after the Phil Robertson suspension controversy.
Well, they're only ready to move forward now that all these other crazy videotapes are coming out. Of Phil Robertson saying that you got to marry women when they're 15 or 16 because they're easier to control.
Yeah, how about that? And make sure she can cook. Wow.
Right.
There's your family values for you.
Not to mention the fact that this is all pretty much a scam. I mean, this couple, this family looked like J. Crew family advertisements.
All right.
Yeah, I mentioned that last hour. Steph hasn't seen the pictures yet.
They popped out of the preppy handbook from 1980, whatever.
81.
Yeah, I'm surprised we're not talking about Todd Robertson and Chad Robertson.
Oh, my God.
Buffy Robertson.
That last month he was suspended. I love I don't know any of them. I don't watch it. But Willie's wife, she said at the end of the day, which I thought, by the way, that phrase would be banned. Isn't that one of those things banned after 2013? Can we stop saying at the end of the day? It is irritating. We thank God for our blessings, and we're going to continue to do that, and hopefully we can spread that message. And I think as a country, if we can come back to that a little bit, we'll have a great 2014. Well, except for the gays and the blacks. But other than that...
No.
Right.
The blacks had it better before Jim Crow was, when Jim Crow
happy.
Was the law of the land. They weren't singing the blues.
Right.
They weren't singing the blues, even though that's an era when the blues were created. They weren't singing the blues.
No. That's why 12 Years a Slave is a hit comedy of the season.
Right. Right.
Oh, no,
they call that a
vacation rom-com.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, you had tweeted the week before Christmas and conservatives are defending racist homophobe Bill Robertson of Duck Dynasty. I love Sarah Palin, as usual. She rushed in to defend him, and she goes, oh, golly, I didn't really see what he said. What was that? That he said exactly.
But whatever he thought it was wrong.
Whatever it was, he said as I could.
This is the dimmest incandescent bulb ever created. You know, Fox News, of course, has no problem having her on to talk about things
right.
that she's never seen. Can you imagine being the booker at Fox News that decides we'll put Sarah Palin on? You've called, you say, hey, we're going to talk about Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty. And she's like, oh, sure, yeah, I'll do it. And, you know, they never thought, do you know what we're going to be talking about? Yeah. Have you seen or read what he said?
Prepared in any way? Like, say,
but
you're going
they
to...
don't care. I mean, it's always have the, you know, the answer before the question at Fox News.
But why would we, and why would that, that comes as such a shock after all the preparation she did for running for vice president and, you know, interviewing Kirk and the like.
She's not only was she the laziest governor and the laziest vice presidential nominee in American history, she's the laziest pundit. And to be the laziest pundit, do you know how lazy you have to be?
Trust me, I am one.
All Sarah Palin does is go downstairs to her little studio downstairs and appear on Fox News.
Oops. This is me now. My evolution is complete as an elderly shut-in.
Wow.
It's not complete until you have a rascal to get you to the studio.
Here you go. I was saying that over the holiday to someone. Why does she think everyone cares what she thinks about everything? I'm like, oh, really? Here's what I think about that.
She's now on her third reality show after being the vice presidential nominee in a campaign where they accused Barack Obama of being Mr. Hollywood.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can we just start calling her Governor Kardashian?
Exactly. And the other big gay news, of course, was that Robin Roberts coming out over the holidays.
That was not a very good kept secret. I think for public people that are still in the closet, it's becoming harder and harder to conceal these things. I think it's fantastic that she is openly gay, but can you imagine how hard it was for her after she got the interview where the president came out in favor of marriage equality not to just, like, go bragging to all of her lesbian and gay friends?
Yes, exactly. But, you know, I was on CNN on Monday, Carl, talking about this, and I thought, you know, some people did say, oh, why didn't she in the interview with the press? Well, first of all, you're a journalist. Like, the story's not supposed to be about you. Like, she's supposed to go, oh, excuse me, Mr. President, by the way, I'm gay. You know? I mean, I also think that, like, the more we criticize people for when they do things, like, no one will do it then. If there's always, you know what I'm saying? I thought that she...
Yeah, I don't think you could, you know, I think... The only people that you can criticize about their coming out are hypocrites. I think anybody who is, you know, favorable to the community and to the advance of LGBT civil rights needs to be given some leeway. But if you're a hypocrite who is fighting against the very protections and rights that you're using, then I think you have every right to be exposed for the hypocrite that you are. And, you know, right-wing politicians for decades have lived in the closet and, you know, had gay relationships and gay sex and lived gay lives. And then in the daytime, when the sun's out, they fought against the advancement of LGBT people. Those folks deserve to be criticized and outed. I don't think that's the case for your run-of-the-mill, everyday person.
Well, you know, as a lot of people were, this came up on CNN too, talking about that it is still significant, I think, in the black community. They were saying that where obviously a lot of black churches were, you know, involved in the, you know, say Prop 8 here, it's a big deal.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Robin Roberts can take credit, you know, a little bit here because, you know, it was not until after President Obama said, you know, that he was in support of marriage equality that he'd evolved on the subject, that we saw a dramatic tidal wave change in the way that African-American community views marriage equality. Almost overnight, it seems. I mean, you remember the first poll that came out that changed things was the poll out of Maryland, which is a very active African-American voting population. And they did a complete, you know, they did a 180 on marriage equality. They went from being just slightly opposed to being extremely in favor of marriage equality almost overnight. And the same is true for most of the African-American population. So, you know, to be able to have done that interview and then seen, you know, that kind of advancement, fantastic.
Well, somebody wrote a post about, you know, clearly when a guy in one of the most popular shows on cable, Duck Dynasty, is spewing homophobic rants, there's still some consciousness-raising left to do. But as I always say, Carl, I think when this will be the biggest deal is when it's just not a big deal anymore, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, and right now what it's becoming is like the measuring stick for crazy. So independents and women look at politicians now that are anti-gay, and they're not looking for people to vote for and against based on the gay issue. But when they see somebody who's anti-gay, they think that person is bonkers, so they're more inclined to vote against them. So politicians need to grapple with the fact that this is not about winning the gay vote, which is still relatively small.
Yeah,
this is about not looking crazy to the rest of the electorate.
Yeah, think about when they were sending George Bush partially won by sending out those flyers of, you know, two men on a wedding cake, and cut to 2013, and there are two men on an actual wedding cake in the Rose Parade.
I remember, yeah.
We're winning elections on it.
1999, 60% of the state of California voted for a law banning gay marriage. 60%. The tide has changed. It's only a matter of time at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if Utah led to a bunch of conservative states, namely, you know, Idaho and the Dakotas and Colorado and Wyoming having marriage equality. I think those are all the states that are part of the 10th Circuit. And, you know, I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised within the next 2, maybe 3 years. I think it'll happen during the Obama presidency that marriage equality is going to be the law of the land nationwide.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have to ask ourselves, how are we going to get people excited to keep fighting? Because simply marriage equality is not enough. We still need the Employment Non-Discrimination Act.
There you go. Oh, you always want more, Carl. It's never enough for you.
That's right.
Carl Frisch of Bullfight Strategies. Love you, honey. Happy New Year. See you next
week. Happy New Year.
All right,
bye-bye.
There he goes, Carl Frisch.
Yay!
Exciting and new. Yes. Still in 2014. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, 22 minutes after the hour. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number up the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 27 minutes after the hour. Sex and Liberal Carlos L's Rocky Comedian Extraordinaire coming up in hour number 3 for Coffee with Carlos. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Ray in New York. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Ray.
Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome
back.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Well, you too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. South Carolina has passed a law that now prohibits any state-level agency from implementing Obamacare or helping with the taxes collected or anything like that. Can they legally do that?
You know, I mean, honestly, it's hard to believe the stuff that the Republicans are doing state by state. We were just talking about the Medicaid expansion. I mean, there's no logic to it, Ray. There is none. It is a win-win. It is really just, to me, Obama derangement syndrome. That's all it is. Because it's hard to see how this helps them politically with all of those people that they're preventing from getting health insurance.
Well, the plan, I guess, is to take, hoping that through this, going by banning it on state level, that they'll take it back to the Supreme Court and give it another shot that way. But
yeah.
I just, again, have no idea where they're going with this.
I know.
Well, many people have signed up for it at this point.
Yeah, I think Mike Tomosky is right. We were, you know, quoting him earlier, saying that I don't think this is going to be the loser for Democrats that Republicans are hoping it's going to be. I mean, you know, I don't know if you noticed how many people signed up just in December, but it's the ship.
Well, I'm in New York, so we have no problem here.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, the ship has sailed, but anyway. All right. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right. All right. So, yeah.
How's the phone system going? You learning it?
It's much simpler. I noticed now that I am indeed an elderly shut-in, the letters are so big on my phone screen.
Yeah. You realize that
it's a gramophone.
It's a gramophone.
Yes,
gramophone.
Exactly. Yeah, everything's going to be great in the new year. Fred has found someone to pet him continuously for 3 hours now. He has planted himself next to Jim.
Fred has drooled.
Jim has something new to distract him with in the new year.
Fred has drooled on my computer, and that's the computer I use to play the sound bites.
Sorry
out of.
About
so
that. Jim is dividing his time now between his porn and Fred. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I think I know how to whip up an audience just short of a frenzy.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPHANIE.
I am now
the
completely
phone
covered in white dog hair and
I gotta get more lint rollers
yeah,
in here. And Fred has learned already the person at least wants him to visit, and that would be dog hater Chris LeBoy.
I don't hate dogs.
So you're a drool hater.
Well, my laptop hates drool.
Your laptop's persnickety.
We are live from the new home studio, starring Max and Fred. Will you wait and see? When Animal Planet picks up this show and we get big salaries.
We're going to be Animal Planet.
Right? Free, they're going to be on the horn to Free Speech TV when we start broadcasting on Monday.
There's going
to
be tense negotiations between Animal Planet and Free Speech TV.
We will be pulled apart like a rawhide, like a squeaky chew toy.
The Free Bark TV.
yeah, well, at least it has kept them from barking, right?
Right.
Just saying. There's trade-offs here in the new home
there
studio.
There is that.
All right. A shave from the live blog. It is Tom from Columbus. Hello, Chief.
Happy New Year.
Happy
and
New
I just
Year.
I wanted to officially welcome you to the growing ranks of people making money working from their home.
Thank you. As well as an elderly. That was an elderly shut-in.
And I share that because I am covered in cat hair from my cats visiting me. So I understand the hair thing.
Yeah, they literally, Fred has planted himself next to Jim the entire morning. Max is mostly laid here like a giant snowdrift. but, Shay, thank you very much, and keep things going in the live blog for us, won't you?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, sir. Bye-bye. There
Although,
he goes.
The live blog hasn't really...
Is it dead?
It hasn't been around for a while.
Oh!
People have migrated over to the chat room.
Where's that? On Stephanie Miller?
That's still at ustream.tv/Stephanie Miller.
Oh!
That hasn't gone anywhere.
All right.
But The live blog is now officially the Comatose blog. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, speaking of the newfangled technology, Chris, what did you teach Mama how to do yesterday?
I taught you to tweet.
I tweeted like a big girl, Jim. I did.
For
and also,
you.
Joe in Syracuse gives me the breaking news. Stephanie, you have over 60,000 likes on your Facebook page. I can remember not long ago you were just under 50,000. Check it out. They like me. They really, really like
sure.
me.
Yeah.
Please like me, won't you? Is that a little desperate, Facebook part? Please like me.
It's not
me.
Desperate until you start posing topless pictures on Facebook.
No,
that's
you
desperate.
Know the picture I tweeted because this was, Jim, this was the coolest thing that has happened to me in quite some time. I got to meet Gabby Giffords mm-hmm. and Mark Kelly over the holidays, and
oh,
I
wow.
tweeted a picture of us. And they are just as you would imagine them to be. First of all, can I just tell you one thing that I... just about made me cry. We're getting ready because I was really excited. And I went up, I said, you know, I didn't want to bother them. And I was like, would you mind? You know, my listeners are such fans. And could we, but you know, everything you're doing, thank
yeah.
you for everything you're doing, obviously, in the fight for reasonable gun control. And so, anyway, so we're posing for a picture. And Gabby Giffords reaches up and on my cheek and goes, you have food on your face. I mean, really? I was, because I rushed out from lunch because I was like, I've got to meet them. I've just got to.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so, yes, she brushed food off my face so that I did not look like a big dork in the picture. But anyway, Mark is going to come on. I had a great conversation with him. And
very
just
cool.
To, you know, talking about the whole issue. And it just, when you know, we talk about these issues every day. And when you see someone that has been impacted the way Gabby Giffords and Mark have been impacted, it just, anyway. By the by.
What?
In other news, man shoots himself in the butt at Home Depot.
Man what?
Shoots himself in the butt at Home Depot.
Okay.
I'm
guessing this was an
shot
accident?
Myself news. Yes, mm-hmm. apparently. On December 26th, an unidentified man was checking out at a Home Depot in Brighton, Michigan. When reaching for his wallet, he accidentally grabbed his gun. Instead, the gun went off his pocket, shooting him.
In the butt.
In the ass.
Could have been worse.
Right. There's a lot of those incidences, you know, Jim. Just one of the other, you know, gifts that keeps on giving about just the uncontrolled gun use in this country.
He was standing his ground. Well,
yes.
Sitting his ground.
Well, his butt was.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Michael in L.A., you are on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mike. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, what happened?
I almost died this morning.
What?
I turned on your station, and Glenn Beck was there.
Yes. Yes, our station in Los Angeles has gone right-wing whack radio.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
I don't know what I'm going to do in the morning.
I think they're hoping for the same success. They put his show in my time slot on our San Francisco station, and the ratings quickly went to zero. That would be not, you know.
Not a good business.
Right.
Decision,
not
really.
Right. Zero. So I think they're hoping for to replicate that success here in Los Angeles.
Oh, I hope you get another show in Los Angeles soon.
There are rumblings. We will keep you apprised. You sign up for the website so we can put you on our e-blast thing, all right?
I will do that. Right. I miss you guys already. You were the best show in the morning.
Aw, thank you, honey. Well, you know,
we're
I'm an
still
app.
The best show in
I'm
the
an
morning.
App. I'm on Sirius. I need to figure out the newfangled technology so I can listen to Randy Rhodes or I will die.
Do you have an Android app?
Yes, if you get the TuneIn Radio app. You can listen to us on fine radio stations like KTNF in Minneapolis and WCTP in Chicago, among other stations.
There you go.
Tune in radio. I am going to do that. So what was the one in Minneapolis again?
KTNF.
KTNF.
AM 950, I believe.
Michael, you sound somewhat traumatized. Thank you for calling. It's all
going
to be all right.
I am. Okay. Thank you for being on the air still somewhere.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Calm down, everybody.
Gentle down.
Is it possible to have negative ratings?
Yeah, they might achieve that here. I'm just saying. Because what could have been a smarter business decision than putting Glenn Beck on in a morning drive in San Francisco on a liberal station?
Sure.
Nothing could have been smarter.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Those executives, Herb and Dirk, made that decision.
It's not about the money. I mean, they have all the money in the world, and so it's just about propaganda.
No, we discuss, because, you know, the thing is, this is all public now, so it's not like you can't talk about it. Clear Channel, thanks to Bain Capital, is $20 billion, with a B, $20 billion in debt.
Yep.
So, you know, this is business in America. They own these stations. They own all these crap right-wing shows, so they're going to put their crap right-wing, because they get to keep all the commercials.
Right.
They don't have to give up commercial spots. It gets, you know, into the radio weeds a little bit. But
bad business decisions lead to bad programming decisions.
Yeah. But the success of, you know, the sexy liberal tour of a lot of the, places, Portland, Miami, you name it, a lot of the stations we've been on here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. We had, you know, we beat so many right-wing shows, and that's the problem. You're right. It's not, that's what, you know what the hell's going on when you go, it's not about business anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's, okay. Anyway, in fact, I have a love letter from another traumatized Republican.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Alan writes, "Staff, I'm a registered Republican." That said, the current leaders of the GOP are well insane. Yes, they actually believe that limited government includes telling women that they can, what they can do with their reproductive organs, telling me I cannot marry the person I love, all in the name of supposedly protecting American family values. While I may not agree with everything espoused by you and your comrades on progressive radio,
comrades.
He still thinks I'm a communist.
Sure.
But loves me. I believe your voice should be heard. P.S. Live long and prosper. Thank you. All right. Speaking of which, let's do one more tech talk or whatever.
Okay.
For the traumatized folk. Ken writes, "Staff, I can't afford Sirius. Subscribing to a podcast, I don't have a pod. I don't have the luxury of being able to sit at a computer and listen online. I hunger for an antidote to the stupidity spreading virus-like across the nation, across the radio airwaves and the TV screens. Where can I go now for sustenance, Ken?" Well, a lot of the apps are free, right?
Yeah, absolutely. iHeartRadio is free. I think TuneIn Radio has a free version, but it also has a paid pro version.
Right.
Yeah,
so because I think that's important, because we've had this conversation that I do believe in the free public airwaves. And I think, like I was saying before, all you can do now is go, look, unless rich liberals get in the game like rich conservatives did 25 years ago, and buy radio stations. Fairness doctrine not coming back. Deregulation is not going away, right?
That's right.
And I do believe in that. The public airwaves, they don't belong to Glenn Beck or me. They belong to you. And so, anyway, so this is how you can beat them at their own game. Apps and Clavin and Roku.
Apps and stuff.
Stuff. Stitcher.
Free Speech TV. The Stephanie
Sirius
Miller
XM.
Podcast. Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year.
Right. I mean, come on. All right. And now, with more Fred.
That's a lot less than Fred's food is.
Yeah, I'll say. I'll say. All right. And guess what else is new in 2014? Well, not new.
What?
But pot. Pot in Colorado. This is from the Denver Post marijuana editor.
That's right.
See, this is how you know times have changed. There's a marijuana editor, Jim.
Wow.
At some papers.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot to write an article.
Do they use that newspaper as rolling papers, do you think? Or no, they're not allowed to use their own paper.
It doesn't make for good rolling paper.
No.
And I'm a very proud Colorado native, a snowboarder, you know, all of that kind of stuff that comes along with being from here. And now this is just yet another part of that legacy.
It's so awesome. Oh, my God. Carlos El Rocky will be here in 15 minutes. That guy was the impression of... Who was that that we did? He was Todd, the mayor of Santa Cruz.
Yes.
That was the original character. I can't believe that I'm actually, in my lifetime, reading something that says Denver Post marijuana editor. What does that mean? He only writes about marijuana news?
Yeah. And plus he reviews, like, different strains of marijuana for your pleasure.
Really?
Like a wine editor
would. Oh, like a wine?
Yeah.
Sure. Wow.
I mean, you know, it's...
Is it like 92, 93 points from, like, you know,
Wilford
from Hot Advocate or something?
I don't know. And it covers all of the marijuana news, all of the controversies, all of the people who are against marijuana, all of the people who are for marijuana.
Wow. And there is also a Denver pot tour bus driver?
Yeah, they now have tour buses.
Hey, okay, so... This feels...
What was I saying?
I can't remember what strain it is here. Whatever, it's all good. Yeah, you can smell
Why do I smell like that? On the microphone, it's just like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, the whole tour. Dudes, we're totally, where are we?
Surprisingly, it's a much older clientele, and, you know, you got your lawyers, your doctors, and people you wouldn't assume or think do marijuana, smoke marijuana.
Dude, you are so stoned.
I totally spaced it. Drove to Oregon.
I might point out that it is still illegal to drive while under the influence in Colorado.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And also the ski resorts are discouraging marijuana use.
Yeah, that's
probably
really
what could go wrong with stone snowboarders.
Hey, you know what? There are a lot of snowboarders who drink beer.
Right. Right.
So
yeah, one of them crashed into me the last time I went skiing.
Yeah.
Knocked my skis off.
The hot tour bus driver. Maybe he does actually end up in the city by the bay. He's like, dudes, I don't. Denver is a city.
I didn't know it had a bay.
How the hell did I get to a bay?
Wow. And it's got hills, so it's, you know, it's kind of like, wow.
These stereotypes brought to you by Pot Advocate.
That's right.
That segment got 91 points. Okay, 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Boy, my cats are going to love me when I get home. Fred's drooled all over me and my bag.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be like a Gallagher concert every morning. We have to put tarp down for Max and Fred's drool. It's a charming reality show, Phil. We don't have a talkback button yet, so what did you just yell?
I just yelled, Carlos is here! He's outside!
The wacky sitcom neighbor's here!
Carlos está aquí!
Carlos está aquí!
Answer the door. Okay, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Happy New Year. We are in Mama's brand new home studio. We will be hopefully up and running back on the TV on Monday.
Yep.
We are doing, as they call it, it's camera rehearsal shows, Jim.
How's it going over there, Natan?
Excellent.
Great. Things are looking great. The drool is in HD.
Great.
Okay. Lee in Missouri, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Lee.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good morning. Go ahead.
I wanted to make a comment about the Colorado legalizing marijuana. One thing that I don't know if they really thought through, any job in which workers' comp would come in play if you were injured on the job, you will be denied coverage if there's any recreational marijuana in your system.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't. Well, I mean, you just said that in you still can't. We were joking, but you still can't drive with marijuana.
No, it's like, you know.
So the pot tour bus driver is Not the, high. For comedic purposes, we made him high.
Right. But hopefully he is, I mean, I'm sure he's not high.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure Carlos will do almost an hour of the Denver Pop Tour Bus Driver when he comes in a couple of minutes. And he is a star key, if you've just tuned in. Okay. By the by, oh, so.
He is a star key? What?
No.
What? Yeah, no. Don't say a star, Carlos. Okay, speaking of New Year's, mm-hmm. So did you see the hot drunk girl on Fox News?
No.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve, they're like, oh, it's a hot girl. I think we'll talk to her.
Uh-huh.
With no delay.
Happy New Year!
Say okay. Something to the nation.
We got 5 minutes till 2014 and we're going to...
You gotta watch your language now. This is a family channel, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Have fun. Happy New Year. You know, that's a little bit of the adventure of live television, everybody.
Everybody.
What?
We are gonna some up. Yes, indeedy. Woo! She's one of those woo girls, so you can tell.
Oh, God, I hate those.
Woo! All right, that is awesome, awesome, awesome.
How many drinks does it take you to be a
woo girl?
Woo girl? Not many.
Really? You go woo?
No, I don't.
You just kind of get like...
No, I don't.
Get like
I
all...
Get sleepy.
Cuddly
I get sleepily
and
overly affectionate.
Yeah, you do. I mean, you kissed my friend Jeff when you were drunk.
Right? Oh, my God, attached myself to him like an alien or something. speaking of New York, or excuse me, New Year's Eve, Drunk Stack and Future Wife Stack meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
Jesse in Iowa. Staff got a new future wife for you. Not every day someone is arrested for assault with a deadly squirrel. Helen Ann Williams of North Charleston, South Carolina, stabbed her husband in the chest and shoulder with a ceramic squirrel.
Wow. Oh, dear.
He's fine.
All squirrel? Right. The squirrel's fine?
Well, there's no, the squirrel status is unknown at this time, but he is fine. She sent him out to buy beer on Christmas Eve, but stores were closed, and he came home empty-handed. She then allegedly stabbed him with the weaponized squirrel. Because, right? No beer on Christmas Eve?
That's a problem.
You know, got a ceramic squirrel handy.
I had a couple of glasses of Prosecco on New Year's Eve and then went home before midnight.
Oh, you're so
blessed. Well, because I knew I had to be here the following day, and I wanted to be nice and sharp.
Right. How'd that work out? Not so well.
I was here yesterday, wasn't I? I was right. More than Travis.
All right. who was no in casa?
He was no in casa.
And not a key.
I believe he was out until 6 a.m.
Oh, boy. All right.
Wow.
Plenty to look forward to, though, in the year 2014. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Hi, Pat.
In the year 2014.
There's no piano in that song, no.
If Steph is on TV, if she can't keep it clean, she may find. In the year 2014, we'll probably hear more goats that scream. It'll scare our sons, scare our daughters too. And Steph will be right there bringing it to you. In the year that's coming down, she'll be our favorite box wine drinking clown. She'll have new fart jokes she's telling from her couch, because the show is coming from her house. In the year that lies ahead, we'll get to see much more of Max and Fred. We'll see Steph's compound and her swimming pool, and we'll hear boy dance dog barking too. In the year 2014, Travis, Chris, Jim, her team, if Steph can keep it clean, she may find. In the year 2014, they're on Free Speech TV. Steph and the moves you see are so fine.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Hey, Natan, can we get a slow motion drool cam? Because there is a really impressive little strand coming from Fred's mouth.
Yeah.
It's maybe just drooling all over the stage. Slow motion HD kind of.
A little bit.
No? No? All right.
Oh, God.
All right. The good news is we still have a job.
Yeah.
How about this story, Jim? Japan's homeless hired for Fukushima cleanup.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
I heard that.
Yeah. According to Reuters, homeless Japanese people are being recruited, reportedly the work of Japanese gangsters, to work for under minimum wage. Just if you're feeling bad about your job right now.
Yeah.
For under minimum wage to clean up radioactive fallout from northern Japan, as the cleanup is heavily behind schedule.
Yeah, you can say. And meanwhile, the Pacific Ocean is dying.
And I had exploding ass syndrome after going out for sushi the other night. I'm just saying.
Well,
related? I think so.
Yeah.
Mopping with Carlos next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Fred, I can't believe you banned Fred from the studio on day one.
I did what?
You're not the boss of Fred.
There is a lot of valuable equipment going on in here.
Fred will be back in next break. Okay, it is...
And my cats won't talk to me because I smell like dog.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show 2014 version from the live home studio here in lovely Los Angeles. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. And we went low tech because we don't have our talk back button yet.
Yeah.
So you just yelled, Carlos is here! The wacky neighbor's here!
That's good coffee.
I take it back.
He's not a coffee. Coffee with Carlos El Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos El Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And picked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Some of that Colorado coffee.
We were thinking in honor of Colorado, we could change this to cannabis with Carlos.
That's right, man. Rocky Mountain High, cannabis with Carlos.
The guy that we played, the Denver, what is it, Denver Post marijuana editor?
Yeah.
Sounds exactly like your old character, Todd.
I was channeling a guy that I didn't know. That's like future channeling. That's like, wow. Take Todd on a cannabis tour.
He was the mayor of Santa Cruz, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Todd, it is Todd.
A cannabis tour?
Right.
It's like instead of a duck, it's an actual duck.
It's like we were going to get a duck boat, but we just like tied a bunch of ducks together.
Yeah, there is a... Who was that we played? Oh, Denver Pot Tour Bus Driver.
Yeah, here. We can listen to it again if you want.
Yeah, I totally spaced that last stop.
Surprisingly, it's a much older clientele, and you got your lawyers, your doctors, and people you wouldn't assume or think do marijuana, smoke marijuana.
Did they do it?
Did. I'm so baked.
Doing the people,
if they do...
On your left, you'll see, like, Colorado Rockies.
And then there's some pot over there.
And there's, like, Red Rocks.
Red Rocks.
Mine are even redder now, like your eyes. My eyes are Red Rocks. Can you guys, like, chip in for gas? We're out of gas.
I knew when he got here this was going to be Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jim and Carlos.
I, for one, am St. Francis. I love all animals everywhere.
Right.
In studio.
Right.
In the bedroom.
Oh, well.
Yeah, by the way, Fred, you were like fresh meat when you got here. You were like a new, shiny new chew toy when you got here.
Yeah, I was like a rescued ice ship passenger with whale blubber all over me. I've got dog and cat at home.
Oh,
and baby smell. And
wait a minute. You are your wife is incredibly with child.
Yep, small contractions. They are no longer considered Braxton Hicks. They're the real deal, my friends. Mm. The thing is, get me out of here.
Braxton Hicks, like Tony Braxton?
So wait, how does this work? Me being, as you know, a childless elderly shut-in, literally now.
It's a rocky place where nobody can find any purchase. Thank you, Raising Arizona.
There you go. Love that line.
Right. Rocky place.
But I don't
have early contractions that are before the due date or before full term. They are technically called Braxton Hicks.
So how long has this been going on?
The Braxton Hicks came about 4 minutes, right when the sperm...
4 minutes to save the
four
world.
4 months.
Braxton Hicks,
pregnancy, Braxton Hicks started.
I think that's the show that's going to replace Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, it's Bill Hicks and Tony Braxton. It's Bill Hicks from beyond. Hey, man. Your stomach's, like, bulging, man. Something wants out. Just like they want to secede, like my home state, Texas. It starts early, about 5 months, and then you can go through. It's kind of like false contractions. But once you become full term and the contraction starts, I believe those are no longer.
Then they're Tony Braxton contractual Hicks. Contractions.
They're contraction contractions.
Wow.
They're the real deal.
So yeah, because I saw you texted us and you're like, I think I can make it then because the contractions are. I thought once they started that was pretty much the deal.
No, there's like the you know what they're like? It's like a small earthquake. It wasn't a real earthquake. It's just like tremors.
Right.
So no need to hide underneath an arc.
They're what are those called?
Prequels. Pre-tremors.
Pre-tremors.
I don't know.
Pre-shocks.
They're aftershocks.
There are pre-shocks.
Right. She's having pre-shocks.
Okay. Okay. When is baby due?
Said baby is due January 7th, and it's a mystery baby. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl, so we'll see when it
really
pops out.
Can't you tell on the sonogram?
You absolutely can. There are like 5 technicians in the world probably who know what the sex is. Actually, they do.
I bet you one of them's listening. Just call us.
Yeah, call us. And I'll
1-800-STEPH-12.
I'll do like a Republican filibuster. I'll just like green eggs and ham.
How is the present child about this?
The present child, I think there's a little jealousy.
Of course.
She wants to keep the baby. I will babysit for you, mother and dad. It's okay. Go to the movies.
We're like, we live in the valley. Where did you get a German accent?
There's a deli. The Bavarian Black Forest deli in Clark.
You've been feeding me Black Forest ham. That's why I have a German accent.
That's right.
Tracy in Oregon would like to beat up on you for your pot stereotypes. Hello, Tracy.
Yeah.
He's an awful man.
Well, good morning. I'm thinking I'm hearing Wayne and Garth all over again.
Yeah.
There is a point here, and the point is that THC stays in a person's body and can be tested weeks after the fact. Mm-hmm. And also, the first people that lined up in Colorado, the first person was an Iraqi vet. And then there were doctors and lawyers. So, and also it costs a lot of money, right? So, it's advanced. We've got to advance this conversation beyond the old silly stereotypes of people who are stoned are stupid. It's not true.
It is a faction of the population, but yeah, that's a generalization to say that everybody acts like
that. We kid the potheads because you're too lazy to fight back.
There's somebody
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
CNN story about
a
veteran.
I like to be kidded.
All right.
Okay.
I love it. Time to go buy some cheese doodles.
I am a medicinal grower in Oregon and absolutely cannot wait. We've been trying to progress this on the ballot for since the 70s, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a lifelong person who have fought this both in the trenches and then legally, and I only see that we're progressing in a very good way, and there are a lot of people who get very beneficial.
It is true. Yeah. We have long talked about medicinal marijuana, so I love you.
There's strains of it, too. Like there's sativa, which actually keeps you kind of focused, and then there's
how do you know about all the other strains?
And I appreciate her taking time to call because I understand there's a sale on cheesy poofs.
At the 7-Eleven?
1,000-pound bales of cheesy poofs.
What was I talking about?
At the...
I don't know.
I've never smoked pot.
Costco. Pardon me?
I have never smoked pot.
Me neither. I've never smoked pot.
So we can't understand. We cannot empathize.
I know. So we can only mock the useless stereotypes.
That's right. Because it's more fun.
Right.
I smoked a couple of times in college, but every time I did, I would throw up, like, violently.
What?
So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Body wanted you to run for president.
No appeal for me anymore.
Well, after the stories about what you did for a free beer koozie in college, no wonder.
Hey, college kids will do anything for a beer
free
koozie.
Free beer. For a koozie?
A koozie.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're easily bought in college. Like one thing of, ramen noodles.
You can keep things warm in a koozie.
Right.
Or in a jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi, yes.
You could be in a jacuzzi with the Yakuza.
Exactly. You know what?
I don't recommend that. But.
No. Stay away from Japanese clans.
You know what we still have in 2014 is that douche from Texas, Representative Steve Stockman.
Oh, yeah.
He's challenging John Cornyn for being because he's too liberal.
John Cornyn too liberal.
Who has a 100% rating from the conservative
thing.
Whatever.
Yeah,
right.
It's a Reince Priebus poster.
Right.
Reince Priebus!
Oh, Reince.
He loves his guns. You remember his campaign bumper sticker, Jim, was if babies had guns, they wouldn't be aborted.
Right. They'd shoot their way out of the womb.
Shoot their way out, yeah.
Right.
It's only logical.
Yes. So he was, oh, look, he was trolling people on his Facebook page. He posted a picture of his AK-47, and he said the best gun lubricant around, and it's a little bottle of, it's labeled Liberal Tears.
Oh.
He cleans his gun with Liberal Tears.
Oh. Whatever.
By the way, one person said, why would you spray lubricant on the recoil spring of an AK-47? That would only serve to attract dirt. See, all the gun lovers
right.
were just trying to logically say you couldn't actually. And also AK-47, a Russian
yes,
rifle,
it
not
is.
American.
Kalashnikov.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually,
oh, you remember Sock, the guy that, that wanted to shove an AK-47 up my glory hole.
Mm-hmm.
That guy.
Yeah.
And I said, if you were a real American, why would you shove a Russian rifle?
AR-10, AR-15, whatever it is.
Actually,
right.
Ann Coulter Adam's Apple Extract works perfectly.
Thank you for that.
There's a lot to go around.
For that
don't be a shortage stuff. Of that.
Oh, Sock. That was his name. We made a jingle for him. That's
Sock.
Sock.
That's Sock. It's nice to have a friend to help you get to heaven.
Right.
A special friend who's got an AK-47. He's a retired insurance man with way too much time on his hands. And speaking of time, just look at the clock. It's time for Sock.
Sock, if you're still listening, call me.
I think he
Miss
liked you.
Yeah. I didn't, and I was not aware that girls had glory holes.
You can make it happen.
Really? We're near Beverly Hills. You can do almost anything.
All things can be possible. Great surgery. Great surgery.
Everything old can be new again in 2014.
Yeah.
All right. 17 minutes after the hour. Off to a rollicking coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
And in the place where you live,
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
I can no longer stand in the place where I work because I'll hit my head on the low ceiling.
That's true.
That's the staircase.
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show from the home studio in 2014. Carlos El Zerrouki, sexy liberal, his own bad self, live in studio with us.
Dog, please.
Do your dogs have fleas?
No, they do not.
Okay.
Thanks to...
Cedar side.
A lot
Thank
of
you.
Drool.
Cedar side.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And fur.
By the way, we got some complaint calls on your egregious marijuana stereotypes.
Yeah.
So you should not mention your roommate.
Yeah, my roommate in San Francisco, like, used to smoke, true story, used to smoke boatloads of pot, and dishes would go missing, like nice, you know, ceramic plates and
right.
stuff.
Right.
And maybe 2 months later, we would find 5 or 6 plates with half-eaten food underneath this couch in the living room.
You should have been able to
so,
smell it.
There are some stereotypes that are a little bit true.
So wait a minute. Did he just eat half of it and forget it, or did he put food under there preemptively for when he would get hungry?
I think he put food under there for his special imaginary friend who never ate it. No, he would eat, pass out, and then somehow shove it under the couch. Then my roommate in college used to listen to... I love Dark Side of the Moon. Dark
right.
Side of the
yeah,
Moon.
It's a great album.
He used to listen to get two rows of crackers, a big glass of milk, put on his headphones, listen to Dark Side of the Moon, and pass out after smoking a couple of bowls.
I reached no Dark Side of the Moon.
But he went through college.
Spectacular.
Trying to deny that there's stereotypes or getting mad, that is like trying to say that there's no alcoholics. I'm sorry. It goes along. Not everybody who smokes pot is like that, but that's what's fun. Not every gay person is fabulous. But that's what's fun. Matt Weinhold used to say that. We make fun of those people because it's fun.
Every drinker is foul, Foster Brooks.
Right. We were just watching Brian Boitano on TV.
Yeah.
And someone said he came out as totally unaware that everyone are
foul.
Yeah.
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 I was just trying to poke my way out. My little fingers.
We were just saying Sow Cow. Not only sounds dirty, but gay.
Yeah, Sow Cow.
Anyone that
a
knows what a triple
cow.
Lutz. Come on.
Yeah, triple Sow Cow.
Just saying. Okay. Yeah. It was. We were saying earlier, it has been a big gay holiday. We had two guys got married on the in the Rose Parade.
That's right, in the Rose Parade.
Right. Yeah.
What an appropriate
place. Utah. For God's
They're
sake,
going
that
nuts.
Surprised the hell out of everybody.
Right.
I want to get married floating on my back in the Great Salt Lake. It's the last time you'll be on your back.
Although the governor and attorney general of Utah are really fighting this tooth and nail.
Yeah, they They're, want.
The state of Utah is about ready to appropriate $2 million to fight this.
It's like it's like gay marriage has infested the mothership, you know, because of the big Mormon church.
When somebody in the Romney family gets gay married, then we will know. They adopted a black child over the holidays, and that caused a bit of controversy.
They're halfway there. First you go black, then you go gay. That's how it works.
What if you're black and gay?
Well, Robin Roberts.
Then you're Blay.
Robin Roberts. Come on down. Robin Roberts came out.
You're Blay.
You're Blay or gay.
Yeah, Rosa Parks making out with some black woman in the back. That's how it all started.
So Robin Roberts came out on Facebook over the holidays.
That's good for her.
As you do. Good for her. Exactly. She got a lot of supportive tweets. Wanda Sykes said, go on with your bad self.
Mm-hmm. As Wanda Sykes is wont to do.
She probably got the bad drugs in the hospital and then turned her gay. You get the wrong drugs.
Stop it. Michelle Obama tweeted, I'm so happy for you and Amber. You continue to make us all proud. Shelley Wright, our friend, the official country star of the Stephanie Miller Show, said big love and respect to you, Robin Roberts. Hashtag equality, hashtag pride. Russell Simmons sending good thoughts to Robin Roberts. Ellen DeGeneres said, good morning, America. Congratulations, Robin Roberts.
Only slightly less surprising than Brian Boitano, but good for her.
It's so. There's a stereotype there that for females to come out in television is so much easier for a male athlete. There's rumors, that, for example, of Aaron Rodgers being gay. He's denying it.
The quarterback, right?
The quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, formerly Cal Berkeley. basketball player who played.
Were you
going to
make
Clippers.
A joke about Packers? Don't do
no,
it, Jim.
Packers.
No, I was going to say anything about the Packers.
The basketball player that recently came out. He actually played for the Clippers. He's a twin brother.
Jason Collins.
Collins.
No. Yeah, Jason Collins.
It was much more difficult for him to come out than it is for a female who just works in television. Male athletes. That is. Probably
the height of macho.
In aside from ice skating.
Well, I mean, and we were. I was on CNN talking about this Monday with Don Lemon, who also just came out. This
CNN.
This past formally. Year. But they were also saying it is a bigger deal for people of color because you know, in black churches, it has generally been a tough thing to do. So you know, they were. I mean, it is interesting, and I was asked that question, of course, as the token. Bless you.
Thank you.
As the token chick, is it harder for a woman? And I.
I'm allergic to gay talk. Sorry.
I think you're allergic to the dog.
That's why you had to throw in the quarterback thing, because you're just to man it up,
You were asked the question, is it harder for women to come out or harder for...
I don't think so. It's like Bill Maher once said, when we say we're against gay marriage, we don't mean the girls.
That's right. Catwoman.
I don't know. I think when it'll really progress is when it doesn't matter. You know, black, white, male, female, that's just not that big a deal anymore.
We're getting there. That's hopefully evolution, where it just does not even matter.
In other news, Jennifer Lawrence was once given a whole bunch of butt plugs by somebody as a joke. A copious amount, she described it.
Yep. Okay.
In various colors.
Mm-hmm. Was that sent from Haymitch? From the 12th District?
And she stashed them under her hotel bed, and the maid found them.
Oh.
Don't you hate when that happens? When the maid finds your copious amount of multicolored butt
plugs? How many butts does she have?
What? Well, she's got Katniss.
she's got
American Hustle.
Which was okay.
Helen in Ithaca, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Carlos. Hey, Helen.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I wonder, you guys are so ignorant about pot.
We're not ignorant. Those stereotypes exist. We're not saying that all people, we're not generalizing. We're saying that those people exist.
I knew when he was alive, he's no longer with us, but I knew Carl Sagan, and he smoked pot every single day.
Here's what Bill Hicks used to say about, just because you're a musician and you smoke pot, you're not the Beatles. The Beatles were the Beatles. They could smoke pot and be brilliant. You're just going to pass out and fall asleep.
Yeah, it doesn't make you stupid. It does not make you stupid.
It doesn't make you smarter.
And you know what? I will confess here on the airwaves that I have also smoked pot and I will ask you like Bill Clinton. Yes, I did. And I
you did inhale a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Nobody's saying, I think it's great.
Thank
I'm
you
glad
for that confession
I don't smoke pot.
Air.
I'm glad it's legal. I think it should be. But you can't deny that the stereotypes are there because they exist. We're not, and again, nobody here is generalizing saying all pot smokers. We're just having fun.
Yeah, no one makes more drunk jokes about
me than
me.
Pot smokers would be like, ah, that's right. Ha, but they're like,
right back. More coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
But first, we're here with this gal my kid said was a thing.
Stephanie Miller.
Woohoo! I'm famous again!
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. We are having coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Alzraqui, who joined Sexy Liberal 2014 Phoenix on its way to sell out already in February. I believe Madison is already sold out. Who can tell what date? Oh, I have it in front of me.
Yeah.
Hold, please. Hold, please. I have it.
Wonderful.
Madison, March 29th, already sold out, though, so I don't even know why I mentioned it.
Madison, there you go.
Right.
Maybe we'll be celebrating a Packers Super Bowl.
Albuquerque coming up in May. Very, very exciting. Okay. All right. We have like a roughly 1,000 people running around here because we go, oh, Sue writes, Steph, I listened to you on Sirius. Any chance of seeing you again on TV? Why, funny, you should ask.
That's yeah.
Monday, we are doing camera rehearsals today,
right.
And tomorrow, Monday, we should be live on Free Speech TV. Very, very exciting.
Which
and,
you
oh, you can explain.
TV.
You have a...
That's right. If you have a DVR recorder and or the Genie with DirecTV, you can pick up that channel. I'm going to go home and find out which channel that is.
Right.
But your Genie can record up to 5 programs at one time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Or,
allow
Jim,
you, to
you
do
could
your program.
Alternatively get a...
A Roku.
Roku.
Thank you, Jim.
Roku.
Jim is very quiet this morning.
Yeah,
he's,
are you okay over there, Parky?
He's basically becoming like the Indian in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He's just here to say Roku.
Wrigley Chief raised his hand.
What kind of gum you got there, Chief?
Wrigley.
Okay, good. All right, you know who else is fired up about us coming to Free Speech TV in 2014? Audra in Minneapolis.
Don't worry, sexy liberals. Mama and the Mooks are coming back to the TV machine in 2014. And it has a lot to do with people like you. Coming together, supporting the liberal voice in America. Time to get fired up for 2014!
My cats are fired up, too. Happy holidays.
Oh, that's
kind of a Dee Snider meets Joan Jett.
She's a little oddling like us.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Stephanie and Madison, you're on with Carlos. Hi, Steph.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I'm just going to say that if these people that are calling and if they need to defend pot, they're obviously not doing it correctly because it speaks for itself. I mean, there are, you know, total potheads, and there are people like me that are disabled and smoke it for just so their muscles aren't, you know, killing them every day. Yeah. But
you, Steph, you have MS, right?
Yeah. Well, I have fibromyalgia. I've got a whole bunch of stuff. So, you know, but that's a whole different thing. And,
right. And
honey, I cannot wait to see you in March. I'm so giddy.
Oh.
And then waking up to hearing you on the radio this morning.
Ermager, the Mike 92.1 FM in Madison. Yay. Yay.
iHeartRadio, kids. It's free. Download it. You
there
can
you
listen
go.
To it wherever you are. And oh, I love you so much. And I can't wait. And
you,
yay for Free Speech TV.
Yay. You get to see Max and Fred. Max and Fred will be on the TV.
Oh, I can't wait to see you.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Anyway.
Thank you, honey.
I
see
love you.
I love you too. Bye bye. There you go. See?
Okay.
Chris, by popular demand, Max and Fred.
Max and Fred.
We'll let them in for a break or two.
You,
not
you,
the whole show.
Yeah. Yeah, and they always go to the one person that does not want to see them.
Well, I love Max and Fred. It's just that I'm sitting around a lot of valuable equipment.
Fred was pretty much Monica Lewinsky-ing you this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, what the?
Yeah.
You're like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. I'm trying to do my work in here, Wendy. I don't want the dogs in here. Sorry, Jim. When I'm typing,
it means I'm working.
Or whatever the you hear me doing.
Oh, I thought this was free speech radio.
Dueling Jacks, yay!
Yes.
Yay!
I'm the younger Jack.
I was inches from a clean getaway.
It's the movie about the cat, the horror shop, the flowers that eat people. He was in the original little shop.
Let's try.
That's
right. Let's try out the new mics, the Dueling De Niro's.
All right, thanks.
A little bit.
The Grudge.
A little bit.
Get good reviews. I'm going to find this review on. It did not give me a good review.
Didn't give you a good review?
It did not give me a good review. A little bit.
You know, he doesn't have enough enthusiasm.
They didn't have enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
Yeah, you got to get enthused.
Enthusiasm.
Yo.
A man is what?
Very good.
Want to walk with a limp like I do?
You do the nose whistle really remarkably well.
That's natural. I got allergies.
A little bit.
I do come to the defense of the pot smokers. There was a great story on one of the CNN type shows where a veteran of the Vietnam War said he was on Percocet and Vicodin, and now he can get off all that big pharma crap and just smoke pot and feel better. And I get that, and that's a wonderful outcome of being able to smoke pot legally. Not to deny the stereotypes that we are making fun of.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, the right wing. I mean, they have always been against this, and that's part of their platform.
Well, the pharmaceutical industry is really against this.
Right, but I mean, part of the thing that, to me, is just mean. Like, who wants cancer patients to have
suffer.
Pain that they don't have to have?
Another product that was banned by the FDA because of pharmaceutical products, DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide. They put it on horses. It is a natural extract from tree bark, which was discovered by somebody to cure arthritis, and a big Ben Gay type of company said, that ain't going to happen, it's natural. What do you mean it's not synthetic? You can get it from the earth? It must be horrible. It causes blindness in monkeys. Take it off the market. So you go to health food stores, literally, you can still buy it as a floor cleaner. There are thousands of pro athletes that use dimethyl sulfoxide, and they use it on horses after they run them and jump them.
Well, and the operative thing, too, for cancer patients is being able to have an appetite to eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
People are putting on weight. This is a very good thing. So, yes, we are we eschewing or are we supporting? I never knew what eschew means. Does that mean to...
Well, if I had an eschewing...
Avoid.
No, we are not... We are eschewing the stereotypes in this instance, and we are supporting the benefits of cannabis.
And if you didn't, you'd get an eschewing.
Exactly. Larry in Asheville, you're on with Carlos and Company. Hello, Larry.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
There was one part that's missing from the conversation that maybe I missed it while I was waiting. But I'm a 67-year-old Vietnam vet and have been jailed for this product. And I live in a state that I don't think North Carolina will ever approve it.
Mm.
And the sad part is that those of us who have lost family and are hurt by it because our family doesn't think we're criminals. We're hardcore criminals because we use cannabis. And it's I just want folks to know... and. Some states we can have our veterans be treated at VA hospitals and not be kicked out. Other states you're treated differently.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different aspects to this, and I wish you would get Alan, St. Pierre, and some of those folks on to take our point sometimes.
Yeah.
But I appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you.
You've saved me since before the election.
I think personally we should allow veterans to do anything they want.
Yeah.
Well,
seriously,
I'm not afraid to do it, so we do.
Yes, exactly. I am an anarchist for veterans. You have served your country.
Or
go,
you had a Republican debate and you happen to be a gay soldier that wants to get married, you should boo them.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, oof.
Yeah. I served this country.
When they weren't
in Iraq
cheering people, uninsured people dying, they were, booing gay soldiers.
Oh, but they liked the guy when he was flexing, you know, lifting a, you know, a Buick. And showing off his guns. And But then when he said he was gay, suddenly, oh!
Yeah, and plus muscular gay guys so rare, so they were shocked. You can imagine shocked.
No, gay guys never see the inside of a gym.
Right?
No.
He don't look like no.
See the inside of the locker room.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot we're back on TV. Did I give you a look?
You gave me a look.
We had a reprieve where we were only on the radio.
Doing your looks.
No, we were saying that I will see if the Republican primary can replicate the meanness of the last one. And that's why I was saying Chris Christie did not run last time because it was Lord of the Flies. And they would have killed him with a rock.
Yeah. He is the quintessential pig. He's the pig on the on the stick.
Yeah, although this time might be different. What do you think, 2016? I bet you he will run.
He's center right, and that will cause problems for the Tea Party, so it could divide the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Tea Party is already upset with him. So.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like his candor sometimes.
Very interesting situation.
Well, by the way, we were talking about Hillary. Once again, you've heard this whole Benghazi thing has just blown up in their face. They were hoping to use that against Hillary. So the New York Times report comes out and says, yes, was Al Qaeda linked? It was not Al Qaeda linked, and it was related in part to the video, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is exactly what Susan Rice said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's black.
Right. Right. Point taken.
And plus, she also didn't do this with her hands when she
said
that.
Right. Right. Yeah. Daryl Issa was on Meet the Press, and I was saying he basically has been, his whole, all these ridiculous hearings have just been blown apart, and he won't give it up.
McCarthy wannabe.
It's there were Al-Qaeda-ish type.
Al-Qaeda-ish. They had turbans and crap.
Right, so they're automatically Al-Qaeda.
Like that line from... From Rising Arizona. I don't know. They had Yodas and crap on them.
Meanwhile, the Affordable Care Act, a lot of people signed up in December. The what's that?
2 million. I went
right.
four.
But thank
I
meant you.
Two. All right. Double piece. 2 million.
We're not on TV just yet, so right. that was lost on.
Okay, good. Right. 2 million people.
Right.
I'm not a crook.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you were doing Nixon. I'm sorry. Or
2 million people.
Or Fight On for Old SC. I can't. I don't. Anyway. Interesting, though, contraception mandate.
Ugh.
First of all, I just don't get the whole thing. Who cares what a Hobby Lobby thinks? There is no way to go, okay, what if your employer is a Christian Scientist and doesn't think you should get any medical care? So you have to do whatever they think?
What if they are into Wicca?
Yeah. Anyway, Justice Sonia Sotomayor temporarily blocked the Obama administration from forcing some religious-affiliated groups to provide health insurance coverage of birth control or face penalties as part of the ACA. Acting at the request of an order of nuns in Colorado, Justice Sotomayor issued the stay just hours before the requirement was to go into effect yesterday, New Year's Day. She gave the Obama administration until Friday to respond in the Supreme Court. While I understand this, it just seems, again, a slippery slope, you know, in terms of...
Anybody can dodge what the Supreme Court says based on any type of belief. Dumbledore says that we are not allowed to blah, 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 blah. How did it so
the flying spaghetti monster says.
Go. Operation Get Pot to the Nuns in Colorado must begin. but it's just so... Because we're not talking about abortion. We're talking about contraception, like condoms, like
right.
IUDs.
And you were a
How
Trojan,
could you
so
be opposed
close
to
exactly. your heart, obviously.
Right. It's so archaic. Stop believing in fairy tales.
If you're going to oppose birth control, you are for abortion, because there'll be
Absolutely.
A lot more.
Absolutely.
Well, and plus they keep talking about this Plan B. It is not abortion. It is before, you know, you just went through this whole process. You're
sure.
going through it. It is not an abortion pill.
Are you 486? Yeah, prevents the egg from being fertilized,
right.
I believe, because the egg sits on the uterine wall and it causes everything to flush out. I believe. But I do not
Well, look
I
at
do
you, Mr.
Believe.
Expert, just having just inseminated your wife.
Yeah, well, a couple times.
The Obama administration has repeatedly defended the birth control requirement. The president believes that no one, including the government or for-profit corporations, should be able to dictate those decisions to women, said his spokesperson. Somebody was talking about, there's another Mennonite company which protesting it as well.
It's trying to false.
And Hobby Lobby. Their slogan, of course, we don't carry the Jewy crafts.
Well, they don't.
Can't get your men-ors or your women-ors here. Don't carry that stuff.
No dreidels. Don't even be started on dreidels.
I don't feel guilty for not carrying no guilt.
All right.
Guilty.
47 minutes after the hour. Back with the sediment of Coffee with Carlos.
The grounds.
The grounds.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 52 minutes after the hour. Coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Alzraqui live in the new home studio. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll-free from anywhere. Let's see. Paula in Chicago, you're on with Carlos. Hey, Paula.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year.
New digs.
Thank you.
And greetings from the land of 10 inches of snow plus minus 8 on Monday.
Yikes.
Wow.
But that said, this whole thing about...
I was hiking in Arizona over the holidays, and I'm like, it literally had like a parka and a ski hat, and there were people like jogging up the trail in like shorts and t-shirts, and all of them said, I'm from Chicago!
Yeah.
It's shorts weather.
You guys are in a blizzard, and it's almost as warm as Sochi here in L.A.
Yeah, actually it is. But anyway, about the birth control thing, it really irks me because it's part of a federal law. What if somebody came up and said, well, you know, I will hire everybody except, you know, those papists. So, Alito, sorry, you're out of job. Or I don't want to pay minimum wage for, you know, those darkies. So,
right.
Therefore, I won't get my religion.
It leads to this ridiculous, we were talking earlier about the splitting of hairs, Paula, where literally in some states they're going, well, you know, you have to have special insurance if you get raped. Because, you
yeah.
like really, like, who plans to get raped?
Well, I certainly didn't.
Yeah.
And also... the thing is, I have to take birth control as a medical issue. So
right.
if I work for a for-profit Catholic hospital, which, thank God, I don't, but if I did, then you're withholding medical treatment from me.
Right. Well, exactly. This came up during the whole Sandra Fluke thing, remember? For some women have endometriosis, whatever it is, then they need birth control. It's not, you know.
And you're not forcing people to get birth control. You're giving them, here's a concept, freedom. The freedom to choose whether or not they want to exercise the right to get free birth control.
Right.
You're not making them get it.
Right.
You're afraid of what people will do when they have freedom. You're against America.
Exactly. Oh, speaking of which, a hate letter for us. Yes, from Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude Guy?
Pardon me?
The splits?
The skier?
Chris, when the subject line is you, does it normally end well for me?
That never ends well.
Dear Stephanie, that's better than the usual salutation I get. You are brilliantly entertaining, and I believe that's the only way a communist could be on the air.
Communist. Wow.
Now that your show is gone from the major markets, oh, not all of them.
No.
Not Chicago, not Minneapolis, not a lot of markets. Won't you leave the dark side and embrace liberty and freedom? If not, I will personally pay for your one-way ticket to North Korea. Regards.
Liberty,
patriot.
Liberty is the crucial word in liberal.
Yeah.
We believe
Thank
in freedom.
You, Jim.
That's right. We are
to liberate.
We are tolerant of other people who are tolerant. I am intolerant of people who are intolerant of other people.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's the way I've
You need to get
it.
Right up on this mic. I don't know
I
why.
Got
you need
right
to
up. I'm intolerant of bad mics.
Get your face on up in there, boy.
Get it up in there. Squeal.
Okay, and a love letter. Bill in Albuquerque. Steph, you keep pushing that you're also an app. I am. I'm not just a woman.
Yeah,
and, a dessert topping. And a contraceptive foam.
I'm Joaquin Phoenix. I'm going to fall in love with you.
Right. Thank you.
You don't want to confuse the...
I think he's wrong on this. He says the app only works on Apple products. Those of us with Androids are left out in the cold.
The Stephanie Miller app.
Afraid of bears, wolves, and Republicans. Why do you hate us, Stephanie?
The Stephanie Miller app is only available for iOS.
Oh, but you can get other kinds of apps.
Yeah, you can get the TuneIn Radio app. Progressive Voices app. That is probably the best one to get.
Right. And you can, and then you can get me on your app.
Or TuneIn
nice
Radio
apps.
App.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Harriet writes, Steph, I live in the Chicago area. I love listening to NWCPT, but I'd like to see the show. Unfortunately, I have Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know if Comcast ever decides to carry free speech TV. Well, call them. Call them and say, get me my free speech TV and my mama and the moocs.
This is like the old days of the early 80s. You know, I want my free speech TV.
That's right.
Exactly.
MTV.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I want my MTV.
Lovely. All right, but in the meantime, it's on DirecTV, on Dish.
Yep.
It you can get a...
Roku.
Thank you.
Roku. Yeah, just search for FSTV. That's what the icon looks like, and it's called Free Speech TV.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, meanwhile, do you see Duck Dynasty? The suspension is over, Carlos.
Oh, that lasted 4 seconds.
He had some more thoughts that he shared
no
over
really.
That, right, that you ought to marry girls when they're about 15 or so.
Get them while they're ripe.
Which is, what's the term? Oh, child rape. That's
yeah.
Oh, what is that? If they're old enough
much
to
more
bleed.
Moral than the gays.
I can
guess.
I say that old one? If they're old enough to bleed,
oh,
they're old
no.
enough to
oh,
breed.
Okay. All right.
Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, God.
I love this story. When asked by Fox News host Greta Van Susteren if Robertson's remarks were offensive and whether or not she had any objection as to how he worded his comments, Sarah Palin said she didn't know what Robertson had actually said. What do you say when you're asked to go on the TV about something? She said, I haven't read the article. I don't know exactly how I said it.
When CNN calls you to go on the TV or MSNBC.
I do occasionally inquire, and what will the topic be?
Yeah.
That might be important to know.
Right. And then,
but you're not
speaking of the Herp Derp twins in a related story.
Oh, God.
Michelle Bachmann visits Libya to probe Benghazi.
What?
Well, just after the Benghazi. The New York Times, like, bombshell that basically proved everything the Obama administration said is correct. Mm-hmm. Michelle Bachmann, right on time, went on a fact-finding mission Tuesday to...
With Marcus?
To
Mark?
Where did she go now?
Tripoli.
To Tripoli. Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And did she find any facts?
She did not.
For example,
no.
The fact that her husband is... Well,
oh, what? Oh, no.
Her husband is such a viable...
She did not do a fact-finding mission about that. He did not go with her. He is with Brian Botano. What did I mean by that? Carl Salzrocki, you remain delightful in the old studio and then in the new studio.
Thank you. I don't smoke pot, but I like it if you do.
Okay. You can't get yourself out of trouble now. We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.